Blog Talk Radio.
Now, when Serena was young, the family moved to Compton, California,
and that's where she started playing tennis at the age of 3. Her father homeschooled her and her sister Venus so that they could be coached by him. He moved them from Compton to West Palm Beach, Florida, when she was 9, so that she could attend the tennis academy of Rick Macy, or Mackey. This would provide her with additional coaching. Now, her father, he coached his 2 daughters, Venus and Serena, at a very young age. He decided for himself to learn the game of tennis, and as he learned it, he taught his children in Compton, California. He taught them how to play this game on the courts in Compton. Now, if you've ever been to Compton, California, you know what it's like there. You know you don't see many tennis courts there, but they only needed one, and with that one tennis court, they were able to learn all that they needed to learn to become champions. Now, once she got to Florida, Rick spotted her talent, her and her sister's talent. Even though he did not always agree with her father, as a lot of people have not, but he respected the fact that these were his daughters. And this man knew exactly what he was doing. So she went on, and she played junior tennis. Now, her first tournament was when she was 10. Her father wanted her to focus not only on tennis, but also on her schoolwork, which was very good for him to do. So she had her first match when she was 10 years old. Now, mind you, we all know that this game of tennis is a very divided race game, meaning it's a racial game. And it's not often that we have African-American people playing the game, especially African-American women playing and winning in the manner in which Serena and her sister Venus have won. Now, we've all heard of Arthur Ashe. He was a great tennis player, but he died years ago, so he didn't get to reach his potential. And then there's some other players that came, but they did not play the game the way Serena and Venus have played it for these last 17 years. So she went on to do the junior tour, and she ranked number 1. For the players in Florida. So, once they started winning, they were still under the guy Rick, but the father was like, hey, he knew exactly what he wanted for his daughters, and he knew exactly what they needed. So he decided that he would take over coaching them at their home. And he had his own curriculum that he taught them. And as we see now, this curriculum that this Richard Williams taught his daughters has paid off tremendously. And Serena and both Venus, they give a lot of credit to their father, Richard Williams, for all that he has done for them and all the sacrifices that he made for them. A lot of people feel that, oh, he's just really tough on them. But no, he's done a lot for them, and he's sacrificed a lot. It's not easy to coach your children. It's not easy when your children are tired or frustrated because they're not playing as well as you would want them to or as well as they want to play for themselves. It's not easy. But he knew what to say to them, and he knew how to love them through the tough times. It's not easy when your children are on a court playing a game that's supposedly not meant for African Americans to pursue. So while they're playing, they're not cheered on in the manner that the rest of the mates, the team members, are cheered on. And if you've ever seen them play at any of these events, whether it's the Wimbledon, the U.S. Open, or the Australian Open, you will find the audience is not as kind to Serena or Venus as they are to the Caucasian tennis players. There's a lot of different things going on in the audience. There's a lot of different things that are being said while they're playing. But people don't understand. This has just made Serena tougher. This has just made her really want to go out there and take that God-given talent and show the world that she can do it anytime. And that's why I chose to celebrate her, because coincidentally, tonight was the ESPY Awards, and we won't go into much detail about it. It just saddens me that they're giving an award to someone that decided to tell the world that he is no longer a he, and now he is a she, but they're giving him an award for bravery, for doing something that is the most totally confusing thing that one could do. But we won't talk about that person much. It's just coincidentally that that show is airing tonight, that the awards are airing tonight. But I want to give Serena her props. I want to celebrate Serena for her strength and her faith in herself and in God, and the strength that she pulls from, talent that she has, and how it must be when she's on that court hearing those things, when she's out there match after match, year after year, knowing what she needs to do, beating these opponents one by one. But yet, when she goes into the business aspect and she signs those deals for endorsements, she doesn't receive the same amount of money that someone that has not won as many matches as she has. She's not looked upon as a champion. But I'm sure that doesn't matter to her. I'm pretty sure what matters to her is her playing the game and her preparing herself and her using her body that God has given her, her using her talents and her mind, that the mindset that God has given her, using those tools to go out there and do her best. And it shows every time she wins how she feels, how her family feels. So I'm sure that's all that she worries about. It's sad that those other things that I just mentioned, it's sad that we live in a world today where they can celebrate a soccer team, a women's soccer team, with a parade, and they can be watching the match and cheering them on and exciting. But when someone like Serena plays, she doesn't get all of that. But like I said, it's okay, because she knows from where it comes from. She knows who she's playing for. And she has the support of her family. And she understands the God that she serves. So we want to celebrate her, because we know from where she comes. We know her ancestry. We know, just looking at her body, you know that she looks like the women from Africa back in the days when Africa was rich in soil, rich in treasure, rich in everything. And then she acts with the strength of those women. So we know from where she comes. We know, as black women, we know from where we come. We know the strength of our mothers, our grandmothers, our great-grandmothers. And we know that that strength is very familiar to us. We see it today in Serena. We see it in ourselves each and every day that we go through this different things that people say about us, different things that people don't understand about us. It's really interesting how they can't wait to say things about Serena. I've been watching Yahoo, reading Yahoo for like the last 5 years whenever Serena wins. And when they put the article up, they never start off with a positive word. Start paying attention to this. They always start the article with something negative that has nothing to do with her winning. I don't know where they get these things from. They reach really far. But they come up with this negative sentence. And I don't know if they're trying to draw attention or if they really, really don't want to give her props. And they try to say these negative things about her when she just won. And it amazes me. And lately it's been all about her body and what it looks like and how some are saying she's on steroids and some are saying her body does not match what the regular blue-eyed, blonde-haired tennis players look like. And it just baffles me when they look at her and they don't understand in order for her to be this beautiful athlete, she has to take care of her body. She has to build her muscles. So the look comes with it. But yet still they go around giving praise to this person named Kim Kardashian, who has taken her body and injected it and created this image. Now, on her body, this image is right. This image is everything that the men desire. Now, mind you, this is not Kim's body. This is something that she paid dearly for. But here we have Serena, who works hard with her mind and her body to compete in this tennis game. And here we have her with the body, as I said, that our forefathers had, our foremothers, as I say, had. This is a genetic body that this young lady has. But yet still, they want to say things about it and not give her credit and say it's not right. But I guess if she went out and spent millions of dollars to get a body like that, then they would say, oh, okay, she has a body like Kim Kardashian. When in fact, Kim Kardashian, Amber Rose, and all the other women out there, Jennifer Lopez and whoever else, they're paying for these bodies to look just like Serena Williams. But Serena is an athlete. Her body is supposed to look like that. Her muscles are supposed to form like that. Her butt and her chest, everything is supposed to form in that manner because of the way she plays her sport, because of the way she is built. Each and every time she serves, each and every time she steps on that court, she is using all of her muscles. Her shape, her body, all of that has everything to do with the sport that she plays, but yet they want to talk about her body. It baffles me. It really, really baffles me. And then you had this athlete, I think it was in the Olympics 2012, I think it was in the, I can't remember exactly the lady's name, but I believe she was from either Jamaica or, I'm not sure, Africa, but she was doing the track and field. And she was so fast and so good that they took a test because they said she was not a real female, that she had to have been a male. And they made this lady take a hormone test to prove that she was a woman. It just amazes me. It really amazes me what they take us through. But now tonight, as I said, they're praising this confused person that claims that now they're no longer a man, but everything they did in the sports world was done as a man. But tonight they're honoring this person with an award, which makes no sense to me. So on one hand, the African lady had to prove that she was a lady because they couldn't understand how she was so great on the field. And here we have world's best athlete, Serena, winning, and at the same time, doing it gracefully, having the support. Now, mind you, she has a mother and a father, and a family that is very supportive, but they cannot focus on that. It makes no sense how America just can't stand behind her because she isn't an American, but they can stand behind a soccer team. Interesting, isn't it? Very interesting. So we're going to keep celebrating Serena. We're going to celebrate Venus. we're really going to celebrate Serena. So let's take a call right now and see what the caller has to say. Hello, caller. Are you here to celebrate Serena tonight?
I guess I will celebrate Serena tonight.
Oh, how are you doing, Harriet?
I'm all right. How are you, Terry?
I'm good. Trying to figure this out, Harriet.
Trying to figure it out.
Well, we already know what the deal is. We know that. It's just sad.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking that ignoring what the larger community doesn't do, that our African-American community should do more in celebrating her.
Mm-hmm.
We have parades. Why isn't she invited to be the grand marshal at a parade? We have sports events. Why isn't she invited to be celebrated at those sports events?
Billiken Parade in Chicago, she should have been the Grand Marshal of that several times.
Exactly.
She should have been.
Wow. You know, the other major sports figures that happen to be African American, you know, they're forming organizations which support themselves and others like them and other athletes across different sports games, you know, football supporting basketball supporting football. You know, where are they behind the girls? You've got all your cheerleaders, majority of them are white. Where are you supporting your own culture, your own young lady? I did follow that story about the foreign girl, them thinking she was a man because she could run as fast as a gazelle.
Where was she from? I forgot.
I'm not positive, but I think it was someplace in Africa.
I could not believe that.
I was like, no, they made this baby do what?
Hormone test. Can you believe
degrading.
That?
It's so degrading. So, but that type of thing occurs when our community tries to achieve and when we are getting higher, you know, when we're achieving higher than they are, then they want to discredit. Okay, they want to discredit us, especially if it's in something that they can't make money off of.
Right.
All right.
About the dollar.
Because basketball, they're making money off of that. Football, they're making money off of that.
Big money.
They're going to celebrate the young black men playing football and basketball. Okay. I'm sorry for going into other sports, but it kind of dovetails into not supporting Serena. I think it was Chris Rock, the comedian, who did a piece on why there aren't any more, very few, why there are very few black baseball players now.
Mm-hmm. That's fading.
And
it's fading fast.
When he grew up, that was the sport. You know, the little boys played baseball.
Right. But now they're going to other countries because it's cheaper.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I just happen to have a nephew who is an excellent, excellent ball player. And he's still in grade school, but they're calling him out of class in grade school to go play against high school.
Wow.
That's just how good a player he is. And he not only plays baseball, he plays football too. And is excellent in that. And I was like, wow, look at this. And then I have a girlfriend who has grandsons that are excellent in sports. Their father is coaching them, like Serena's father coached her. Their father is coaching them now as little boys, and they are achieving. They're high achievers in their chosen sport. So, and you're right. You know, many times they'll look at how the athlete is being treated and saying the parents are cruel to that athlete. But it is difficult to try to train your own child.
Yeah.
You know, it's, to even talk.
It takes a special kind of person.
Child. Yeah.
I mean, think about when Jesus, when Joseph had to rear Jesus and how that had to be a very difficult thing.
Difficult thing,
to do.
Right.
And that's
like
why I know. Yeah.
Right.
And he knew that this was a special child.
Yes.
And that's why I take my hat off to Mr. Williams, because he had to be hearing God tell him what to do. He had to be.
He had to, yeah.
And he had to do things that maybe an ordinary father wouldn't be able to do because of the love that you have for your child.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing with Joseph. He had to allow Jesus to do certain things that a normal child would not do.
Exactly.
And it's a very painful process, but you have to keep your relationship with God very, very tight in order to accomplish this. But people don't look at that. They don't.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very sad. And I want to say, not only does Serena play sports well, but she speaks a lot of different languages. She speaks French very well. And they don't want to give her credit for that. And she's done a lot of things that people don't even realize she's done. You know, she has her license. She's a nail tech certified nail tech. And her sister, which I didn't even know, in 2009, they became part owners of the Miami Dolphins.
Wow.
They're very smart women. And tennis is a very mind-setting game. It's not just all...
It is. That's true.
Physical. It takes a lot of mental.
The famed tennis player of old, Arthur Ashe, he went to the same high school I went to.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I graduated from Sumner. He graduated
Sumner.
From Sumner.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
he played and trained right there on our Tandy Field across from Sumner High School. They tell me now that Tandy Field is a stadium. I'm like, oh, boy.
Whoa.
But when I was in high school, I attempted to play tennis.
I couldn't get the ball over the net. I'm sorry. I couldn't serve the ball. I tried so many times.
We used to go to Fairgrounds Park and play on the tennis courts there. And we were actually chased off the court.
Wow.
Okay, because they just still didn't want us playing on their court.
Right,
you know?
Right. It's sad. It's really sad. But they're counting me down. I have like 1 minute left.
Okay.
To finish the show and finish the celebration. But I appreciate your points. You made some very good points, and that's one of the reasons I decided to do this tonight, because we should celebrate our own first and foremost. So thank you so much, Harriet. I enjoyed your conversation tonight.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. Okay, thank you. I'll talk to you next week.
Okay.
All right, you guys out there, you heard what Harriet said. We have to celebrate our own first and foremost. So, Serena, we're celebrating you tonight. We're going to celebrate you all the way to your next championship. And we're going to be there every step of the way with you, cheering you on, and I hope you hear us. So, as I say every week, John 8:32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And until next week, stay true and be blessed. Thank you. Good night.
Alabama.